This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. She is Jessie Cannizzaro, owner of Milestone Plumbing. Jessie, how you been?
Doing well, Mike. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing good. It's good to see you. It's been a bit, and congratulations are in order.
Thank you very much.
You and the new baby are good.
We are all good.
You look great.
Well, thank you. I hide it well.
Well, four weeks ago?
Yeah, 4 weeks today.
4 weeks today. Are you getting any sleep at all?
No, sometimes we get 3 hours in a row, but usually it's every hour he's making noise.
Yeah, you know what? I remember those days, and I'm back to be. I don't know what happens when you get older. Maybe you don't need as much sleep, but it's been rough for me for sure. Well, welcome back. You're actually working still? You're back working?
Oh, yeah, back to work.
Now, is this little one? I know your firstborn is going to be an electrician. This one's going to be what?
Well, this is yet to be decided, so we'll see.
Well, I know the guy next to you is smiling when I said electrician because he's a friend of mine. He's been on the show quite a bit, and I'm a big fan of his. Steve Brown, he is one of the superheroes from Current Electric. Steve, how you been?
All right, how are you?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. How are things going over at Current Electric? You guys are moving next week.
We are moving next week. Pretty excited about it.
2942 North 117th Street. Much bigger space because you guys need it.
Yeah, we need it. The last 5 years, we've went from 34 employees to 130.
Oh, my goodness. Man, things are going well at Current Electric. And as we're talking to these guys, especially with Steve Brown, this time of year, we're going to talk a lot about making sure your home is safe for the holidays. You can go just Google callcurrent.com. Callcurrent.com gets you to the Current Electric website and kind of gives you a list of number of things that they offer and the things that they do. We're going to do things a little bit different this week, guys, if that's okay. There's a couple of Enterclimate employees that are in the building. And they were like, hey, who do you got on the home improvement show? And I said, I've got a plumber and I've got an electrician. And two of them said, really? And I go, yeah, what's going on? I have some electrical questions. I said, we'll bring you in. So we're going to bring Trisha in, second segment, and Jack Gardner, the third segment, if that's okay with you, Steve.
Absolutely. It should be fun.
Yeah, they've got... I know Jack's got a number of questions. Trisha's got some that I think Jessie's going to be able to help with because she is very close to having her firstborn.
Awesome.
And she said, hey, I would like to ask an electrician a couple of questions about baby-proof in the house. And then they have one electrical question in the house that she wants to get to. And her concern is that she's not going to have enough to talk about for a whole segment. I said, do you know me? Trust me, man. Don't worry about that. I will have that. We can start talking baby questions because Jessie can talk about those as well. Hey, Steve, when somebody says to you, hey, look, around the holidays, we're always concerned. We've got kids. We put up, two, three Christmas trees in the house. We light a lot of candles. Are there some things that you talk to people about when it comes to this time of year to make sure that they're doing what they should do correctly to keep their house safe?
There are quite a few things. Some of the things we see that people are doing that just aren't necessarily the best thing to do are a lot of plug strips outside, running extension cords into extension cords. You really want to get those dedicated outlets for the things that you're plugging in outside, and then really making sure that their smoke detection is up to code. They should be replaced every 10 years, and a lot of people... they just don't do it.
Yeah, they change the batteries out, yep. Right? But other than that, I know if my wife is listening, if Terry, and you guys both know Terry, she's going to be texting saying, hey, I told you we have to be doing that. And she always listens to you, Steve. So I'm sure that's what I'll be doing here in the next week or so. With the idea of the strips, people put too much into each strip, or what's the problem with that?
So either overloaded circuits or right. actually putting plug strips outside. I've seen plug strips. We've had nuisance calls where trip breakers and things like that, because people are putting them in outside. They get wet, they get snow. And then once that snow starts to melt, if it gets a little warm, you got water running into live electrical circuits, and that's never good.
You know, the other thing that I hear about is people fail to turn off their Christmas tree, turn the lights off, and then they go to bed. And I think that that's something you guys, that we've talked about in the past, but that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Just even from a power consumption standpoint, you really want to make sure that you can put those outlets on timers. There are things out here nowadays with your phone that you can set it for schedules. And just the sky's the limit with what you can do today.
Yeah, I agree with that. And everybody's trying to, you know, one-up their neighbor with a lot of this stuff. And I don't know if they're, you know, Clark Griswold is coming back or what, but I know in our neighborhood people all try to outdo each other with more lights and bigger lights and brighter lights. And I think it's important that we be careful with some of that. Do you guys, if somebody were to call Current Electric and say, look, can you come out and do a safety inspection this time of year, right before we get into the holidays, is that something you guys do?
Absolutely. For $99, we'll come out and do a complete safety inspection of your entire electrical system.
For $99?
$99.
Do people still have time? So we are a week from Thanksgiving, 4 or 5 weeks from Christmas. People can still get on the calendar for that?
Absolutely.
So go to callcurrent.com. And that's where you want to go to be able to set up an appointment with any of the superheroes from Current Electric, or you certainly can give them a call at 262-236-7120. 262-236-7120. And then in a week or so, you can maybe just drive over there, head out and see this new facility that they have. It's right off the freeway. It's in Wauwatosa, right off Burleigh. It's going to be easy for you to get out of work and be to bowling on time.
Absolutely. I've already been trying to plan for the lunches to get some practice in.
Man, you're right by Bolero, correct?
I'm almost in the parking lot.
Almost in the parking lot. And you've got how many bowling balls in your truck?
Right now, none, because it's cold outside and you don't want them cracking.
So, but if you know you're going to go at lunchtime, you can throw them in.
Oh, yeah, and our warehouse is plenty big. I could probably keep a couple stashed away at work.
And that's awesome. So don't forget, look, $99 just so you can sleep well at night, to make sure that your house is ready for the holidays. And if you're like a lot of neighbors of mine where you're going to be utilizing a lot of lights and, you know, you're going to have all kinds of cords all over the place, make sure that you give these guys a call at Current Electric. They'll come out, $99 total. They'll do a safety inspection to make sure that you're ready to go. If there's an issue, they will talk to you through the issue. And if you want them to fix it, they certainly will fix it. But they'll tell you what needs to be done. And I think that's really important. Hey, Jesse, what's not a whole lot going on this time of year with Nary, Milwaukee? I know that we had elections.
Yeah, we just had election night.
Yeah, that was a big night.
It was a huge night. So our new leadership team for next year has been selected. So they will be taking over January 1st.
I was at the office yesterday for a meeting regarding the spring and fall show. Spring show is right around the corner, which just, you know, people don't understand. When one show gets done, we recap on that and then move right into full bore into the next show. And spring show is coming up in February, and that's the big one.
That's the big one. And I love that show because it means the warmer temps are coming and the snow will go away soon.
It will go away soon. And what people start doing is saying, look, I want to make some changes in my house. And they're thinking maybe next spring. They're starting to put all that together now in their head. And then February, they'll come over to State Fair. They'll go and see Steve and everybody from Current Electric and a number of Nary members and be able to then plan on what their needs are and then what their wants are. And that's a big show. I tell people, Jesse, it's like when I was a kid, if it was football season, that was my favorite sport. Got the basketball. Basketball is my favorite sport. Got the baseball. Baseball is my favorite. With these shows, I go back and forth. When the show is going on, I go, boy, this fall show is my favorite. A little bit smaller. You get a chance to see everybody. You get a chance to go into the booth and really talk to everybody. Spring show is much bigger. And there's more things to see and more people to talk to. And there's more people there. So it's a little bit more like, okay, I better be organized. I want to talk. There's seven or eight people that I have to talk to. And then I'll go just walk around. But that's the important part with
that. Yeah, and it's over the Valentine's Day holiday. What says I love you more than a new kitchen or a new bath?
Steve?
I have to go home now, and my wife is going to hear this.
She is. Well, I think better electrical. That's what shows great love right there.
I like it.
Hey, Steve, you guys, Current Electric is always involved in all the NERI shows. Those are good shows for you guys.
It's really good. At first, I remember the very first one I did, they were... I can't even count how many people walked past and said, what do you guys do? Who are you? Now people recognize the logo. They recognize us, and they've talked to us at previous shows. And it really shows that just having a presence, being able to talk to people really does get your name out there.
Yeah, I agree. Steve, before we get to a break, we talked about getting your house ready for the holidays. You know, with winter right around the corner, and we've had a little taste of it already, are there some things that you tell people, hey, look, this time of year, make sure that you're doing this to keep your house safe?
Absolutely. Making sure a lot of people start plugging space heaters as it gets colder. You start tripping breakers because you're overloading them. Even a smaller space heater does draw about 1,500 watts, which is putting just your normal household circuit already at, you know, getting close to its max, and really making sure that you just have the required amount of power at each location that you're trying to use. You know, I've went into houses where I've seen 8, 9, 10 different things plugged into a plug strip, into another plug strip, because they want to power all of the lights, and now they got Christmas trees that spin around and sing to you. And
sure.
You're going to start overloading circuits, and you really want to get proper power to those locations.
Well, I know personally that we had an issue with that. And I appreciate you not calling me out and throwing me under the bus, but I'll do that on my own. We had an issue in our basement. Mm-hmm. We had a dehumidifier that was pulling a lot. And you said, look, you don't have enough power down here. You don't have a breaker here, and you don't have this, and this wiring is not done right. I didn't try to do any of the wiring on my own. But you said, look, we need to make sure we take care of this because this is not up to code. And to have you guys come out and do that, the other thing you have to know is you have no idea how many times I've said to my wife, I can't believe how great it is to have lights in my garage. Because I went without for so long, and we had that conversation. You said, Mike, we can take care of that for you. It's not that expensive. Let us do this. And you had the laborer guy that I felt bad for that was, you know, the build. He dug the trench while we watched and made fun of him, and he did a great job. And now to be able to go in and have two different spots in that garage that I can hit the light and not have to worry about where the flashlight is, because this time of year it gets dark quick. And to be able to go in and just get my snowblower out without being such a hassle. So thank you for you and the guys at Current Electric.
And you shouldn't feel that bad about the apprentices. We've all been there. We've all had to earn our stripes.
That's exactly what you said. And you know what? Who's doing it now? Brody Lee.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And the guys seem to really like him, too.
Good. I got a really nice email from his mom not too long ago saying, hey, look, he is so jacked up and so excited about being part of the Current Electric team. So thanks a lot for taking care of him. He's a kid that I've known from, you know, a number of years over at Greendale Martin Luther. He graduated from high school, had great grades, and he said, I already know what I want to do. And I want to be an electrician, so I'm going to try to go down that path. And I said, I got the guys to talk to, and everything rolled from there. So thank you for that. Guys, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we're going to have Tricia Landerman join us. She's got a couple of questions for you regarding some things at her house, including she's having her firstborn here in a few weeks and wants to make sure that she's taking care of her house for newborns and infants and things like that. We are talking with Steve Braun from Current Electric. You can go to callcurrent.com. Callcurrent.com for any questions that you have regarding electrical or solar. These are the guys you want to talk to. My co-host this week from NERI Milwaukee, she's Jesse Canizero, Milestone Plumbing. Her website, milestoneplumbinginc.com. This is the NERI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nearing Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Steve Brown. He is with Kern Electric. He is one of the superheroes there. Jesse Cannizzaro, the owner of Milestone Plumbing. Again, Steve Brown's here. We're talking a lot about the holidays and some of the things that you need to take care of this time of year. And you can give the people at Kern Electric a call anytime at 262-236-7120. 236-7120 or go to callcurrent.com. So, guys, I've been a sales rep here for a long time. And I sit at the best pod here in the building. And Tricia Landerman, who has been my friend for a long time, she sits right across from me. And when I told her that you were coming in, she said, you know, I have a couple electrical questions. Would you ask them? And I said, no. Why don't you come in and ask them? She goes, I don't want to do this. I said, Tricia, it's just us girls talking. It's no big deal. So let me introduce Tricia Landerman. Tricia, thanks a lot for coming in. So you are about 5 weeks, 6 weeks from having your first baby.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know exactly how proud and look, we're so excited. You know, Jeff Soley, who sits in our pod, it's like Uncle Mikey and Uncle Jeff and to this baby girl that's coming, and we're very excited for you. And when you said, look, I have a question about making sure my house is safe once the baby comes and then becomes a toddler, and I said, look, Steve Brown's the perfect guy to ask. So your question in the outlet, you said, look, the plastic ones seem to pop out and everything I've read online, correct?
Yeah, so we're looking to baby-proof our house and certainly going through that nesting phase. And so wondering, you know, what we need to do to baby-proof our outlets.
Great. That's good that you're thinking about it before the baby actually gets here. And those plastic things have worked in the past. And I think you even acknowledged that they get loose over time. And honestly, little baby hands are great at grabbing them out. And today's code is required that we put in tamper-proof outlets. And there's a little shield built into the outlet that will protect anybody from sticking anything in one of the prongs to really protect from that electrical shock.
So if somebody hasn't had any work done, electric the last 3 years or so, they wouldn't know that. Do you still then talk a little bit about making sure that they have those in, and if they feel they're getting loose, to change them out?
Yeah, you can definitely go ahead and purchase the plastic things and new, and if they are loose and they're, you know, kind of popping out on their own. But I would definitely recommend upgrading the outlets. One, you're making sure that all the wires in that box are good and connected properly to that outlet. A lot of problems we see with outlets, especially older ones, when they wired homes, and still today, they backstab outlets. And that's just taking the wire, sticking in the back of it. And over time, plugging in, plugging out, wires loosen up, loose connections, and then sparks, trip breakers, circuits not working. And really just getting our hands on those wires, making sure all the connections are clean with an up-to-date outlet is probably the best plan for a baby coming in.
And you know, Tricia, this is the perfect day for you to be here at Entercom, because any other baby questions you have, we have another expert with Jesse, again, who has two boys. And Jesse, when we were talking about this during the break, you said, look, there's a couple of other ideas that I have. Baby monitors, things like that, and extension cords, trying to get away from those.
For sure. And now that the baby's here, I'm kicking myself for not having Steve and his crew in sooner. Definitely get an outlet installed near the crib. We all put the monitors in so we can keep an eye on things, and you don't want to have all these extension cords, because as the babies start to crawl around, it now becomes a strangulation hazard. So it's really important to be strategic with where the outlets are getting placed. Old homes throughout Milwaukee, there's never enough outlets.
Hey, you guys had no idea we'd be talking baby stuff when you came this morning.
No, and you even told us when we got here, hey, we're doing things a little different today, guys.
A little bit different. Hey, Tricia, one other question. I know you have to go because you got stuff to do, but you guys are having an issue with a fan, a light into your house, correct?
Yeah, so we have a loft in our house, and it's a fan slash light. The fan works. It's controlled by a remote control. But when we hit the light button, the light flickers on and off. And we've changed the light bulb, and it's obviously pretty hard to get to. So we're not sure what to do with that situation.
Don't feel bad. This is actually pretty common. We get a lot of calls with people. Now that, you know, LED is becoming more prevalent and more people are becoming becoming aware of it, a lot of people are taking it on their own to change the light bulbs from incandescent to LED for power savings and different color temperatures and things of that nature. And a lot of switches, especially if they're older, aren't necessarily compatible with new LED lights. So if you are going to go buy LED lights and put them in, you do want to do a little research to make sure that the switch that you currently have in the wall is compatible with the light that you're buying.
If that isn't the case, if that's not what the issue is, do you have any ideas why else it would flicker like that?
Well, if it's talking to a remote, there is a transmitter up in the ceiling that could also be miscommunicating with the remote, causing it to flicker. At that point, you'd really want to get one of our team members out there to get up there and take a look.
Yeah, I think that's the answer I had for you. Maybe there was a no, I didn't have any answers. That's exactly why I had you come in. Trisha, thank you. Any other questions?
No, I think that's it. I'm glad I was here today. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because again, you know, we've got one mom here. You know, she went through how everything went okay for you, obviously, with child number two, right?
Yeah, except for 2 weeks early, and I had to cancel an appointment because I got sent to the ER. So rescheduled. I've been out to see that customer, but the baby didn't wait.
She is definitely the owner of Milestone Plumbing. Her big problem was that she had to cancel an appointment. Trisha, thank you very much. I know you have to go. Any other questions? You can get Steve's number from me, or you can go to callcurrent.com, 262-236-7120. Trisha, it's good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, Steve, when somebody asks questions like Trisha had, and that's with the light, and look, there's always, you know, maybe one easy way to get it done, but if that's not it, then we have to do some other issues. I'm sure that, you know, when you're on the street, when you're at the grocery store, when you're at a party, and people know you're an electrician, along with Jesse as being a plumber, they must ask questions like that on a daily basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the hats, I like to say our guys wear multiple hats, and one of them is being a safety consultant. And it's just really educating the customers, because we want all of our customers to make educated buying decisions. So,
and the fact that, you know, we talked about this in the first segment, they have a $99 safety issue, right? Or safety, what would you call it?
Inspection. Safety inspection.
Safety yeah. inspection. And that we would highly recommend before the holidays, you get that done. And when they come out, if you haven't put up your Christmas stuff yet, you know what? Be honest with them. Tell them, look, here's how I normally do this. I send this here. I put this here. I do this here. And then they can tell you at that point if this is too much for that strip or too much for that outlet. And they can make recommendations of making sure that you guys are safe. $99 to have them come out, to have that kind of peace of mind. I don't think you can beat that at all. Hey, Trisha has no idea what she's in for, guys. And I love her to death, and she's like, I said, hey, I'm praying for you. What should we be praying for? And she said, just, we don't know what we're doing with this. As I think all of us went through that, but man, her and her husband, Jay, really blessed to be having this baby, and really excited. The baby's so lucky to have her as her mom. But I love the fact that she's thinking about this kind of stuff well ahead of time. And I think that that's important for her. The first 2 weeks after your first was born, you had no idea what you're doing, right?
No, they go by in a complete blur.
Same thing, Steve, right?
Absolutely.
Your son is how old now?
10.
10 years old. Man, I like him. That's a nice young man. He's a basketball player now. He's a bowler. He's a sports kid. He was my favorite. He is Steve Brown from Current Electric. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I've got another employee here. And Jesse, you got to stick around, because he's trying to redo his kitchen. And this has been a nightmare for him. And what he should have done is called you guys, called certainly a NARI member to come out and help. But Jack kind of feels like he knows how to do this stuff. And he's been doing this since like July, and he's still not even close. So he's got a ton of questions. We're going to bring him in next. Again, our special in-studio guest, he's Steve Brown. He's one of the good guys. He's a superhero from Current Electric. Go to callcurrent.com or give them a call, 262-236-7120. 7120. And don't forget, $99 safety inspection. Get it done now before the holidays. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host from Nary Milwaukee. She's Jessie Cannizzaro. She's the owner of Milestone Plumbing. You can go to milestoneplumbinginc.com for any questions about Milestone, and you can certainly give them a call at 414-988-4565. And our special in studio guest, he's a superhero from Current Electric. Go to callcurrent.com if you want to talk to Steve Brown. Again, they're moving here in a week or so. 2942 North 117th Street. Much bigger space. They've been on Burleigh for a long time, and now they're moving just around the corner. But I have certainly increased their space, and we'll ask people if they have any interest to come over and see the new space starting Tuesday next week. You can certainly do that. Hey, we got lucky. We've got a second Entercom employee here, and Jack Gardner's got a lot of things going on that he's trying to get done with his house. And I said, Jack, I've got an electrician and a plumber coming in. He goes, are you kidding? I go, no. He goes, can I talk to him? I said, yeah, come in. So, Jack, it's good to see you. Thank you very much.
You too, Mike.
Hey, Jack, so you're in the middle of redoing your kitchen at your house, and I know that you had some electrical questions and maybe a pipe or two questions, but let's start with what you've had done so far with the electrical and what you're looking to have done after.
Well, I mean, we've had some wiring moved and stuff like that. We're also looking to get some cans put in and some under cabinet lighting, things like that. And switches moved around that were existing that have to be kind of changed around. So that's kind of like and then we took a wall out, of course, too. So
Of course.
A lot.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, before we get to Steve Brown to answer the electrical side, one of the things we talk about a lot here on Nary Milwaukee is if you're really good at doing those projects, great, go ahead and do it. But if you need help, go to the Nary Milwaukee website, because these are the best of the best. And I've tried projects on my own, and where you're at on this project, which is maybe 3/4 of the way through, during that journey, have you ever just thought, man, wouldn't it have been easier just to bring a Nary member in to get this thing done?
I pretty much thought that from the very beginning.
I know you have.
I don't have a whole lot of confidence myself with electricity. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those inescapable skills that you just know you don't have often if you're me. And so having some experts around, it helps.
Mine is with pretty much everything with home improvement, but plumbing and electrical. Mm-hmm. That's why Jesse and Steve are two of my best friends. Because mm-hmm. now, not only me, but my entire family has somebody to call. Jesse's met them all. Steve has met them all. And I don't know if they know this, but they're going to be invited for Christmas dinner. So it's awesome.
You know, surprising, too, is there's a lot of contractors, really skilled people out there. But they'll say, yep, electrical, plumbing, I'm off. I'm out.
I'm done. I have no interest in doing that. I agree. So now, hey, we understand where you are now. We don't need to go back into what you've had done. But the next step for you to get this kitchen done on the electrical side is what?
Well, I mean, there's just a lot to do. It's pretty much everything. But I was talking a few minutes ago just to these guys, and you know, one of those things was can lights, and it just seemed like such a huge, huge project, you know, that was going to take so long. And I got to tell you, I didn't even realize the difference between retro can lights that go into existing drywall and that of can lights that are new construction that have braces. I thought they all did. So that was a huge eye-opener for me, really learning about that. Because to me, it seems like less time and less money on the install.
Hey, Steve, when somebody's trying to do a lot of this on their own, and again, the electrical, I'm sure you hear that a lot, that they're, you know, you get a little nervous about that. Where Jack is right now is they're completely redoing their kitchen, and now he's talking about making sure the wiring is done correctly to code, making sure permits are pulled, making sure the can lights are exactly where they want them. If they're trying to do some of this on their own and trying to figure out how this thing gets done, you've got to be able to say, hey, look, the best way to do this is to call us, and we'll help you through it.
Absolutely. And what a lot of people realize, and we usually, when the homeowners are embarking on this journey on their own skill at first, forget to pull a lot of the necessary permits necessary. And we get in and some things have changed, and a lot of people aren't up to date on the NEC. And there's a lot of new requirements once you start remodeling kitchens with. They need dedicated appliance circuits and just a lot of things that the normal person just wouldn't know.
And Jack, you know what? From where, at least for years ago, we never thought about having lighting in the cabinets. And some of the things that are available now that people are doing, I've got a feeling that you guys, you know, did enough research looking exactly what we wanted. Were you surprised at the all the different lighting opportunities that are available to you?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you know, you get into a house, you buy a house that's been around for a while, and it's not going to have that. But nowadays, there's a lot more options. And lighting, you know, is really key in making a kitchen look really nice. And I think a lot of people tend to miss that, too. Because you can have a lot of things in place, have the lighting wrong in it, and you're missing a big component.
Yeah, I agree with that. Steve, how much do you guys do when it comes to, you know, look, when it comes to service, you guys are the best, and the safety issues, we talked about $99 safety inspection right now going on at Current Electric before the holidays to make sure your house is ready for the holidays. But how much do you guys do when it comes to remodeling and giving ideas as far as what the kind of stuff Jack's doing?
There's actually quite a bit. We work with a lot of the NARI remodelers, and we actually most of the time get a opportunity to speak with the customer because lighting, it's kind of funny, it almost came down to a science now. There's so many different color temperatures, and LED, when it first came out, it was white or blue, and most people didn't like it, and LED manufacturers took that into consideration, and they really started making warmer lights to mirror like incandescent lights, and what you can do with dimming now, you can literally change color temperatures from your phone.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, we go in, we educate customers and try to help them come with their perfect kitchen, their perfect lighting situation.
And the idea of having a smart home, you know, and Jesse, we talk about that at the NARI meetings that we go to on how some of the shows that we do, we need to do a better job of highlighting and promoting that. But that category is just blown up.
Oh, for sure. Moen and Kohler have come out with ways that you can tell the shower to turn on from bed verbally. And it's up to temperature when you step in the morning. I mean, and there's also faucets that you can tell it how many ounces of water. You don't have to pull a measuring cup out anymore.
You know, I just yelled to Terry, hey, could you turn the water on and get it warm? No, I don't do any of that. You know she wouldn't go for that.
You'd be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, I would be, again, sleeping on the couch. Jack, you got some questions?
Well, I was just going to mention on the heels of what you said about the lighting and those different types of lighting. You know, as a consumer, a lot of times they don't even realize that if you're painting, you can get it wrong. If your lighting's wrong, it throws the whole shade off. So,
yeah.
I actually recommend getting your lighting up to date before you paint. Because you can paint and think you have the right color, change the lighting, and it actually will change the color of the paint.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, Jack, and I told you this one other time, but my first go around with Current Electric was such a great experience. Didn't know about them. And we had some issues with water coming in our kitchen, so we had Bingo and Zach from Creative Construction Wisconsin come out and fix the ceiling in the kitchen. And I said, hey, my wife would prefer to get that the light fan out and have can lighting in. And they said, hey, we'll tell you when, but we'll give you a day that you should call Current Electric. I said, okay, if that's who you guys recommend. Well, they came in, and I've told this story on this air a lot, but they came in, and we had a dollar amount that we thought, okay, budget-wise, we need to be right around here. And we'll bring in two or three companies, and we'll pick one. Well, the guy from Current Electric came in and we told him what we wanted. And he said, look, I'm not sure I would do it that way. Here's why I would recommend this. And he made a really good recommendation. And I said, can you give us a price? And he gave us the price and it was right where we thought. And I said, look, if we decide to go with you, when can we get it done? He said, I can get it done today. I'll be done by 11 o'clock. And it was 8:15 in the morning. I go, what? He goes, if you pick me right now, I can go out to the truck and I can have you guys done by 11 o'clock. And I was shocked by that because I thought I have to get on the calendar. It's going to be another 2 weeks, another 10 days. And if they're late, and he, at 10:45, Terry called me. My wife called and said, you can't, I'm so happy right now. And that was the first go around with the superheroes at Current Electric for me.
You know, that's a big relief, too, because, you know, when you're doing a remodel, you're doing these big projects, you run into a lot of different companies that are delaying big time, and everybody's seen that. So the ones that are coming in there and stepping in and doing things when they're telling you they're going to do it, or even doing better than their promise, you know, that as a consumer, you can't thank that enough.
No. Hey, Jack, before you go, two things. One, I would recommend that you call, you have Steve or somebody from Current Electric come out, and if nothing else, look at what you're trying to accomplish and have them work a game plan together with you to make sure that not only the thing's done right and on time, but they're up to code. And that's really important to these guys, and that's how they work all the time.
Now, this is not the time to say no, is it?
It's not.
I'm only kidding.
No, you're not.
Yes,
saying,
I will.
You are not saying no.
I want to see Mike just going
to. Yeah. I said, Jack, don't try to be funny when you come on the show. Hey, question number two is you had some issues with pipes freezing last year.
Yeah. Yep.
And Jesse from Milestone Plumbing was nice enough to kind of walk you through some of the things you. I think she said just tape it. And that would. No. Oh. That
yeah,
was
duct neither. Tape.
Duct
no.
tape it and keep it warm.
No, something but, like. Geez. You had a you mentioned something. You guys both did, but you mentioned something. Keep your cabinets doors open.
Definitely not a plumber. I'm going to definitely let Jesse take this one.
Sorry.
No, but Mike's got, the Greek. Steve said, if we keep the cabinet doors open, we let the heat get inside. And that is a great idea. When we got down to the negative 50 with the wind chills last year, that's what we were telling people to do. And one thing, when you mentioned, Jack, that you had a drain pipe freeze up on the second floor mm-hmm. and the toilet water started backing up inside of the bathtub. And what people don't realize is that if your drains are semi-slow due to debris being caught, that water, as it's slowly going down that drain pipe on that exterior wall, will freeze. And you can have a backup. So first thing is make sure the drains are flowing well and you can avoid that. Secondly, if the faucet is dripping continuously or that toilet's running continuously, it turns into a giant icicle inside of that pipe. That's how the blockages occur. So if you keep your pipes maintained and your fixtures not dripping, you can eliminate having that issue come up.
Can That's I ask a plumbing question?
Oh, you can, sure. So you're our special guest. You can ask whatever you want, Mr. Braun.
I've also heard, like during that Arctic freeze we had last year, that like exterior walls where there's faucets to maybe at night leave the faucet dripping warm water.
So, and it's a great idea, but I'm going to caution. If you leave that dripping, you keep the water moving through the pipes, it's not as likely to freeze up. But there is a caution with that. If you think about it, if the drain freezes and the faucet keeps dripping, you could overflow a sink. So if you're going to be in the area and you've got eyes on there, then yeah, it's a great way to keep it from flowing. But if you're planning to go crawl into bed, it's a risky move to make. And opening up the cabinet doors is a better choice.
Or go to work. Yeah.
True. Very true.
No doubt. Hey, Jack Gardner, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time. And I hope, anytime we have professionals like these two in and we can ask those common man questions, I think, we should get it done. And again, I would recommend you either go to callcurrent.com as their website or give them a call at 262-236-7120.
I will.
This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, alongside my co-host. She's Jesse Canizzaro, Milestone Plumbing, our special in-studio guest. He is one of the superheroes at Current Electric. He is Steve Braun. Go to callcurrent.com. Hey, thank you so much for letting me bring a couple Entercom people in that had questions. One of the things that we talked about the last segment, right at the end of the last segment, is this idea of smart homes and people being able to do things, from their car, from their office, from their bed, to be able to have the shower turned on. And Steve, during the break, you talked a little bit about Nest Protects, and now with people starting to leave, to go to Florida, snowbirds, things like that. Can you talk a little bit about what that does?
Yeah, absolutely. So what Nest Protects are, it is a wireless monitoring system that for smoke and CO2. So it's like it's a smoke and CO2 combo, and it can send alerts to your phone. It works like any other smart device.
And so if you can then, if you're in Florida for a couple of weeks or a month, You can feel safe that your house is going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that is either okay or that you are going to be alerted right away when it does detect something.
Hey, and we're going to talk more about this at the end of the segment, but one of the things that we didn't talk enough about, I don't think, is making sure that your house is ready for the holidays. And you said, hey, look, people have to understand that there's, you know, the amount of extension cords that people use, the fact that they don't, they're putting all kinds of things into a strip, that thinking that they're safe with that, you just have to, you're cautioning people to be careful.
Yeah, I would say a lot of the problems we see are overloaded circuits, overuse of extension cords as permanent means of electrical power, and extension cords are not designed to be an extension of your outlet permanently. It is to, you know, get you through a little project, or while one outlet isn't working, to get you by until you get it fixed. There are 15 amp circuits for a reason. There are 20 amp circuits for a reason, and they're designed to only produce electricity for that range. And when you see a lot of people plugging in 15 strands of lights on their tree and then a motorized Christmas tree, and oh wait, that same circuit is sharing an outlet down the wall that they got a space heater plugged into, it's just not a good situation.
It's not. And one of the things, look, in when I was a kid with those big giant bulbs that heated, you know, they would get really hot. Today's day and age, not many people use those. Though people, you know, people think that wearing leisure suits and Shea carpeting's coming back. I don't know if it is, but without those bulbs that heat up, not too much of an issue as far as having Christmas trees certainly get on fire and burn a house down, right?
Absolutely not. I mean, if you go to the store nowadays, there are LED options for just about every lighting source, including Christmas lights. Not only does that help with the heat that is produced by the incandescent Christmas lights, it also is less on the consumption of electricity. The wattage that they use is a fraction of what a traditional old school Christmas light takes.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to this and you think, boy, we should really get the house looked at when it comes to the holidays, making sure our house is safe, Current Electric, $99 safety inspection. You can give them a call at 262-236-7120, and trust me when I tell you this, they're going to come out, take a look at it. If you have an issue, they'll address the issue. They'll tell you about what's going on. They'll fix it if you want them to fix it. But that $99, you can sleep well at night, the fact that you've had this safety inspection done. Jesse, before we go, we didn't get a chance to talk a ton about NERI. Can we talk a little bit about the NERI Foundation, some of the stuff you guys are doing?
Yeah, so the foundation's done a great job again this year. We've got another fundraiser coming up next month for their holidays. And one thing that gets often overlooked is the foundation has scholarships available. And if somebody has a son or a daughter that's interested in getting into the trades, there's money out there that can be applied for to get into the trades. And it doesn't have to be swinging a hammer. There's plenty of support entities, too, with project management. Some of those scholarships are also available for those types of things as well. And all it is a simple phone call. And I think so many people aren't taking advantage of that there's money out there.
And there is money. And there's money. In fact, foundation people come to me and say, could you make sure you let people know that we're ready, willing, and able to help them? Displaced workers or, you know, college kids that decide they don't want to continue in college, high school kids who have graduated to say, look, I want to go into the trades. You guys are willing to help finance these kids, help with some of their tuition payments to get them into the trades.
Correct. And another big topic lately, you've been hearing people talk about the youth apprenticeship. They call it a YA sometimes. And that's kids that are in high school that are going to work for NERI members for a few hours, couple days a week to start in the trades while they're still in high school. Story Hill hired a carpenter that has been that program, and he's been a great fit so far. His name's Willie. He's a very hard worker, and he's doing a great job.
Man, imagine these kids that take advantage of that are two and three steps ahead of other kids at their age because they've already now worked in this field. Steve, we've never talked, and we only have a minute, but your background, how did you get into being an electrician and working at Current Electric?
Kind of came through the back door. So my background, I have a bachelor's in business management and leadership, and I was really kind of in the buying, selling world. And Current Electric actually had a ad for a purchasing manager, which I applied for. And when I interviewed with Chuck, the owner, I just realized that I wasn't exactly what they were looking for, but there was something about me that he really liked. And their service manager was leaving in 6 months. So he said I had 6 months to come in, figure it all out, and see if I could take the reins.
Man, what a great, good decision for both you guys. He's a good man, I'll tell you, Chuck Smith. It's a wonderful company in the history of the company. He's a Brookfield Central guy. and he started this company, and it has grown beyond belief. He is as good in the state of Wisconsin. When you're thinking about solar, he's your guy. He's the guy that people go to, businesses go to, because he is as good as they get, maybe in the Midwest. I know from the state of Wisconsin he is, and he's busy this time of year, man.
Oh, yeah. He's really busy with this new building.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, you can go see that new building. It's right off 117th Burleigh, 2942 North 117th Street, basically in the parking lot of Bolero.
Absolutely. And one thing, if you do want to stop by and just say hi, there are some really cool lighting designs on display that Chuck himself took the liberty of installing so people could come by and kind of see what there is to offer out here.
Man, that's awesome. CallCurrent.com. CallCurrent.com. If you go there and you give them a call, ask them about the $99 safety inspection. Really great time to do that. Jesse, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, yeah, Mike,
again,
as always.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Steve Brown, one of the superheroes at Current Electric. It's always good to see you, my friend.
You too, Mike. Now that I'm in the parking lot of Bolero, when am I going to get you out there?
Man, you can't handle this. Man, you better hope the lanes are a little bit dry. That, I don't even know what that means. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.